gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Good afternoon, everybody. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. We hope you're waking up a lot better than I am. It was another long weekend. Joining me as it has for the last 7 years, please say hello to my co-host, my kick in the side, my sidekick, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer.
Johnny, what's happening, buddy? Fun weekend, huh?
It was a long weekend. You know, I sent you a note. I hit a 17 parlay on Sunday morning.
Come on. I did not know that.
I sent you the ticket.
Oh, I saw the ticket. I didn't realize you hit that.
Yeah,
I hit a 17. Hit 17ers. Let me guess. $3.
No, $5.
What does that pay?
It paid $305.
There you go.
I paid $305.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, I spread them out. I spread them out a little bit, but only because I play the ties win. Was I able to cash in the ticket?
So was it an 8-teamer with a push on there that allowed you to win?
It was this game right here with the Chicago Bears against the Lions, 3-point spread, and that was, I had the Lions, so I covered.
You were sweating that whole game.
I really wasn't sweating. You know, what really bugged me is the game last night, the Eagles game, because I had the over on it, and in the fourth quarter when they threw the interception, you know, into the end zone in the last couple of minutes, I was like, damn, there goes my over.
Well, the fact that Dallas didn't even show up at home against a division rival on national TV is just deplorable. How do you score 9 points at home?
It's back-to-back weeks, isn't it?
Yep, terrible.
Also joining us, former Major League pitcher, as Jeffrey said earlier in the announcement for Facebook, Josh Towers.
Yeah.
In studio.
What's up, Josh?
Thanks for coming in, man.
No, for sure. I do my best.
I know. We got you for a little while here.
We appreciate it.
And also, gaming executive Mike Dreitzer is joining us in studio. I'm going to read your intro.
Hopefully you shortened it before you read it.
I shortened it a little bit, but I always have fun doing this. Mike Dreitzer's had a career in the gaming industry that spans two decades. He began as a Nevada deputy attorney general.
Wow.
Something like that, yes.
How'd that happen?
I'm not quite sure. No,
you confused yourself?
Yeah, it was a nice gig, good way to get into the gaming industry. I started on the regulatory side dealing with all the, you know, the gaming control folks, so it's a pretty interesting way to get into the industry.
So that was Nevada Deputy Attorney General representing the Nevada Gaming Control Board of Nevada Gaming. Who was the big cheese then?
Back then, it was Bill Bible.
Is it Tony Alamo now?
Or? Tony Alamo's chairman of the commission now.
Okay.
Back then, the board was Bill Bible was the chairman, and Bill Curran was a guy who was chairman of the commission. Nevada has a two-tier structure. The board and the commission work in tandem.
Kind of like checks and balances?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I imagine they keep a pretty close eye on it. What's the hot topic now?
Hot topic? Obviously there's online gaming is always in the discussion. Right. And, you know, there's a renewed interest, a lot of new properties and licenses all throughout Las Vegas. A bit of a renaissance here.
What about having our first professional sports team here? How did that affect any of the wagering or concerns about sports wagering?
You know, I don't think it did. I think that it's amazing. Actually, I was telling Jonathan before the show started. So you can sit in T-Mobile and make a wager on the Knights while watching them.
Correct. On the
Wilmington. It's because of John English.
Right, exactly.
It's because of John
English.
There's
no question. And so that's pretty interesting. And you could do that in the UK for years on soccer matches, but it's just, to me, it's culturally very cool that they see how safe it all is. And frankly, the leagues, the NHL in this case, and now the NFL and I guess the NBA soon, they didn't skip a beat on it. They basically said, you know, it's regulated, it's trusted, and they don't care. So to answer your question, Jeff, it didn't even matter.
Was that their fear for a long time? I mean, we always heard that, but was that the real fear of why teams weren't coming here is because of the gambling?
There was a couple of concerns. You know, number one is that the teams that would come here would, have too much fun. And actually, there is a theory with the Knights, the Vegas flu kind of thing. I don't know if you guys have heard that.
The flu?
It's called the Vegas flu. Yeah. Basically, all the teams that come to town party too much, and then the Knights beat them. That's one.
It's not a myth, man. I mean, they did it in baseball for years. Listen, people loved it in Toronto. It's the same thing. You like go to these cities, and we're like, oh, we're only there for hockey one night. I'm only there for 4 days. I'm only there for 3 days. I'm going to party and blow it out. I'm not going to get back to Vegas this year. Who cares? They come to town and lose one game to the Knights. It's not a big deal. They're going to go right back home or wherever they're going. So, I mean, having played against these guys, you do blow it out.
You can't tell me you're any more enticed to go out here than you would in New York or Miami or L.A.
Las Vegas, man.
New Orleans.
Vegas, baby.
Well,
there's no clocks, no anything, man. It's beautiful.
Funny story. When the Blackhawks played here, I think their coach, Quinville, is that the coach's name? He brought him to town like 4 days before.
Yes. Oh, big mistake.
And yeah, so, no, yeah.
So, you know, once you hear that, you want to bet all you can on the Knights, right? But there's that, and then...
And they won.
Right, they did. The Chicago was very flat that game, as I recall.
Yeah, they were. I think that was a 4-1 Knights win.
Just drubbing, right?
Yes.
And then, yes, there is a concern that, you know, there was a historic concern. The proximity to gambling meant that you would do things related to lines and things. But just none of that happens. No. Everybody's a professional. There's plenty of safeguards. And to me, it just shows the prevalence and the acceptance of gambling everywhere. It's great.
Well, the big question is do you think sports wagering is going to get legalized in all 50 states?
Maybe not. I don't know about all. Well, we have to see. Of course, the Supreme Court case is pending. The hearing is in December, and then they expect the Supreme Court to hand down their ruling next.
Would that be for New Jersey?
That'd be for. It's based in Jersey, but it's for everywhere.
For everywhere,
it would affect everywhere. So it's a possibility. We'll see what happens.
I've heard mixed opinions. Some people like the idea, and some people don't, because then people have to come to Vegas to do sports wagering.
Correct.
Right.
But it does open up. Rest of the country to it. Yeah, okay, after that, Mike co-founded a company called Global Gaming Group, G3, a third-party content provider to the gaming industry. During his tenure at G3, Mike helped grow the business to create an international business with offices in Las Vegas and Hong Kong.
Yes, that's right.
Did you buy a suit?
I bought several suits, yes.
And, I heard that doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I wasn't that thrilled. I mean, you can get nice suits stateside,
at Mastroianni's, where you can buy three and get four and get five.
Men's Warehouse, you know, Thanksgiving special.
Nothing fits me anymore anyway. 2011, Mike became the COO for the America for BMM Test Labs. What's that stand for?
It's Bellamy, Moneyhue, and Miller. They basically test games to make sure that they're on the up and up and they don't.
I just wanted to test you on the BMM.
I remember
it.
Yeah.
I said it's like fleece and bag of and scrap. Right. My ass hurts and how. BMM is a game testing lab and consultancy that serves to certify product for the legalized gaming industry around the world. 2013, Mike assumed the position of El Presidente, president of North America for Ainsworth.
And that plus $1 gets me on the cat bus.
Got you on this show. For technology, gaming manufacturing technology company, publicly listed on the Australian Stock Exchange.
Yes, yes. That's right. And
good day, mate.
So you're going out to Australia, and what are the things you think about in Australia?
Like kangaroos.
Yeah.
Hot women.
Shrimp on the barbie, the beaches.
But on the bar side, you go in and you order what?
Foster's.
They laugh at you. They say you're out of your mind.
If you drink a Foster's?
Yeah, you're a
then
hick.
Then you're an American.
You're a hick. That's really? America's version. They don't drink Foster's. They don't touch it. They don't like it. It is an Australian export, but they don't drink it in Australia. So keep that in mind if you're down under.
Is that like going to Mexico and ordering a Corona?
Down under who?
Yes.
Mike's a 23-year resident. Resides with an amazingly beautiful and brilliant wife, Wendy.
Wow, thank you for that.
I added that part in.
That's great. She's listening,
maybe. I'm your pal.
You are.
And two sons, Sam and Charlie?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah.
Beat them regularly?
All the time. Jeff knows them well.
Yeah. Mike is also a truancy diversion judge with the Clark County Court System.
I know a lot about truancy.
And regularly works in schools mentoring students.
Yes.
But that was always the big threat was when I was a kid. We're going to call the truant officer on you.
That's right.
Well, that would be you.
Not quite, but that's something like that. We want to keep kids in school. We want to keep them on the path to success. I believe in that. It's been my passion of mine for a number of years.
How do you feel the educational system is here in Las Vegas?
You know, it could certainly...
A lot of people talk about it.
I will say this, certainly in the big scale, it's an enormous district. It could stand improvement. But when you go into the schools and you deal with specific teachers and you see their dedication to their students... it's tremendous. The one big issue, I think, is class size.
I mean, I was going to ask you, do you feel those classes are overcrowded?
Yes. If you have 40 people in a class with one teacher, the kids aren't learning. So it's a problem.
What's the national average, teacher-to-student ratio normally in other districts?
Well, I'm certainly not an expert, but I've heard that it should be about 25-1 or less.
I got you.
And when you get to 40-1, and particularly in classes where a lot of kids aren't motivated and they're sort of not paying attention, it can become like a zoo. It's not good.
So what do you have to do as a truant officer and...
Well, not an officer.
Safety, but whatever you're doing.
Truancy diversion. The kids come in that are at risk, the kids that are late to school or, or have been identified as not going to school enough, and you work with them, you talk to them. Sometimes you can fix it, but something as small as an alarm clock. They have no way of waking up.
What a concept.
Or getting them hooked up with the right bus route to get into school on time. And a lot of times it's about finding out what they're really interested in. I had one kid who was really interested in wolves. And I happen to have a friend who runs a wolf sanctuary in San Bernardino.
I had some friends that are wolves.
Yeah, right. And it's just, so he went up there, and then the kid's been, loving wolves and getting involved with that ever since. So you just got to find the kid's passion if you can, and it's a worthwhile exercise.
Guys, you work with the kids.
I'll say, so go figure, you get to know somebody. You know, I mean, it's like you said, as simple as alarm clock. It sounded funny, but that's the reality.
Instead of having someone to take the time to talk to the kids.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Instead of just blaming or pointing fingers or making excuses, maybe say hello and get to know them, and it changes things.
They want to know. It's amazing the kids that have nobody pay attention to them at all.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Especially at home. Yeah. Mom has a boyfriend. She's out. Whatever the case may be, you pay attention to them. You have a friend for life and change their
life.
That's
really cool. Yeah. Good for you guys.
When I was growing up, we were so poor we couldn't afford to pay attention. Mike's an avid New York Giants fan and is suffering through this year, although he's focusing more of his attention on the Vegas Golden Knights to help him get through his otherwise boring and trite existence.
Well, exactly.
Go Knights, go.
I like that. Go Knights, go.
I had to take a little literary license on
your
bio.
The thing is, the Giants, they can't, I wanted them to lose.
Go through his otherwise boring and trite existence.
Always boring and trite. I like that. Very accurate. The Giants can't even bother to lose right. I wanted to be in like the Darnold or Rosen sweepstakes, and now we don't even have that.
They're really going to draft them, though?
I think Rosen's overrated anyway for the NFL.
I think both of them are.
Well, I don't think that the kid we got out of Cal, Webb, is the answer, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, no one's ever came out of USC outside of Palmer, so let's just go ahead and scratch that right now, right?
Well, you don't like Mark Sanchez?
He's really good.
How about the dirty Sanchez?
How about that's not nice. Listen, the Giants have a lot of problems, and I think it starts.
They got a good team, man. They got a good team in place. Let's be honest. I get their record, man, but they have a lot of players.
You think that roster is a talented roster?
I truly believe. I thought
granted,
they were going to
when healthy,
I think spot. That there's somebody on the top that's pushing the buttons that needs to be fired instantly.
How about Mr. McAdoo? There you go.
That guy.
12-9 in overtime.
Exciting game. I also think that Reese needs to be fired, too.
Yeah.
I think it's time for him to move on. Our left tackle, Flowers, never made it. And we didn't draft enough on the line. And
Waylon Flowers.
Waylon Flowers and Adam.
Well, as I said, that's a good thing about next year's draft is that might be the only place they need to actually draft. And they have a lot of pieces in place. That's what's crazy.
If they play for the coach. But when you're doing that.
Correct. But they haven't played for him. He doesn't deserve it. Let's be honest.
Absolutely. You look at some of the plays. I mean, last year, Jackrabbit Jenkins was a All-Pro, right? This year, he's playing flag football.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
there's somebody named Jack Rabbit Rob.
His nickname.
That's his nickname.
Well, you know how I am with
Jack Rabbit Jenkins.
Yes.
Jack,
I like that name.
But he doesn't even tackle, so they quit on him. And
Odell mm-hmm. early in the season, which is a drag on the running game, on the passing game. Their running backs never showed up. They have no one in the
they
backfield.
They haven't had a running game for a while.
That's Giants football when they're winning.
Right.
Yes.
I truly think, yes, there's injuries. All teams suffer injuries. We know that. I truly believe that it's the head coach, that they do not like this man. He should not be the coach of that team, and no one wants to play for him, like you said. I truly believe that. I think he lost them a long time ago.
But even if they had a different coach, I don't see them as much better than a 500 team right now.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the NFL, right?
Again, barring injuries.
Year to year. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Tonight we've got Seattle and Atlanta on Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football, great place to watch is at Sapphires over on Dean Martin. Also Monday night, open mic at Bootleggers with Kelly Clinton Holmes. Monday's Dark Benefit Show is tonight at The Space featuring some of the best talent in Las Vegas. Next Wednesday's the Composer Showcase at the Smith Center. Cocktail Cabaret is a new show. It's being produced and directed by Keith Thompson and Philip Thorntonberry, starring Eric Jordan Young, Nikki Scalera, Maren Wade, Daniel Emmett. They're going to be starting their 5 p.m. Happy Hour show next month, December 13th at the Barge at Caesar's Palace. We have to mention Battalion Italian Restaurant on Eastern Ave in Henderson, offering a traditional turkey dinner with an Italian twist I love Chef Carla's pork chops, and her shrimp risotto is off the hook good. Reservations are suggested. Craft House Beverage Management would like to help you plan your holiday party. Their staff can help you from conception to activation with all of your entertainment, food, beverage, and staffing. So make a memorable event. Email at news1lasvegas@gmail.com. News1lasvegas@gmail.com. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920. Stay where you are.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass door provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View, at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Leaving your keys in the ignition is an open invitation to a car thief. In their rush to get away, sometimes they don't bother to check inside.
Whoa, down boy.
Protect your ride. If you know something about a car theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. Good dog. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Wait till the part where she gets on the pole.
I love when Bobby gives you that look.
Like, give me the finger.
Hey, stupid, what are you doing?
It's a long intro.
You're allowing it to be.
I know, because I like the song. Stop! You're on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Bobby, your engineer, playing a little his little tribute to AC/DC and
former co-founder Malcolm Young, Angus's brother, passed away over the weekend. He had been sick for a while, but terrible loss to the music community. The guy was amazing.
Here on a local basis, we have to certainly mention the passing of Joey Shinta from the Shintas. Our heart goes out to the family from the Shintas, Frankie, Chrissy, Mama Shinta,
Frankie
Pete O'Donnell,
and Janine
Valentine. Yeah, I mean, what a guy. To say that I love Frankie Shinta is just, words can't describe how tough that is for the whole family. But the show must go on, and that's what Frankie's doing. The Shintas are playing this weekend and every weekend through December at the Plaza Hotel and Casino. Make sure and catch the Shintas.
If you haven't seen it, it's an absolutely amazing show. Real throwback to kind of just talent across the board with music and singing and dancing, and he does the best George Burns I've ever seen in my life.
He does a great George Burns. Anyway, let's talk about what happened yesterday. Of course, I hit the 17 parlay in the morning games. My Chicago Bears losing to the Lions by 3 points, but I had the Ties win card, so I still covered and I still collected the money. your Patriots were on fire, huh?
I don't think they were on fire as much as Oakland didn't show up to play. Again, I don't understand how teams are showing up to these games and literally not showing up. Jack Del Rio had every reason to have his team fired up yesterday, and they looked terrible. A lot of it was turnovers that the Patriots were able to capitalize on, rather, you know, prevent Oakland from scoring. There was a drive late in the game. Pats are up 14-0. They fumble on the 3-yard line. Patriots recover, and then they don't score again until like the fourth quarter.
Josh, how did you do yesterday?
The whole NFL's kind of been like that, hasn't it? It's been a tale of two seasons for every team. Look at Kansas City. All of a sudden, Dak Prescott's flipping balls up, and he never lets stuff get to him. He's the most composed kid that we've seen in a while. It's just the weirdest thing, the NFL this year, watching teams, and it truly looks like teams quit. And from Oakland to be as good as they were, I mean, if Carr didn't get hurt last year, I think they win the Super Bowl. And to go from that to where they're at now, like, this is insane.
Even if they don't win the Super Bowl, they're 12-4. This team doesn't even look half like that team.
Yeah.
Awful. Amari Cooper, what happened to him?
He's an every, like, 6-week type guy.
One game with 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. Yeah. Those are all of his touchdowns for the year.
Hey. I know. A lot of his fantasy owners will tell you that.
Yes,
yeah.
Sure. I know.
Yeah.
It's hurt. I mean, listen, Julio Jones, 1 touchdown in the year.
Did you see how well Joe Flacco played yesterday?
I did.
Right.
You love it. That's I love your boy.
It. It's because, you know, our defense decided to make it easy on him and tell him he only needed to score 3 points, so he did his thing.
Well, the defense definitely showed up with 5 turnovers. I mean, listen, when's the last time the Packers got shot out at Lambeau?
You know I love them, and that defense, I've been raving about them forever.
You have?
How bad is Hundley? I love the interviews and the confidence in this man. And, you know, the head coach, you can say whatever you want, keep spilling the same stuff out of your mouth. He is terrible. He's as bad as it gets, maybe the worst I've ever seen. I think I would rather have the dude in Buffalo over this guy.
I was about to say, how about the Buffalo Bills putting Peterman in instead of Tyrod? Well, what's that about?
I'll say this.
Seinfeld?
Once I saw that they were going to play Peterman, you know, that to me, that was a lock. You bet the Chargers on that.
Oh, that's what they loaded up on the Chargers.
Yeah, unbelievable. They said
the Patriots, absolutely. Chargers, and who was the other one?
I think
it was the Eagles. Everybody jumped on.
Yeah,
listen,
right.
What are you doing, Buffalo? I get it. Once again, their team started off awesome. Now they are going the other direction. So Tyrod hasn't been doing well. Maybe he's messing around. I don't know what he's doing. So you bench him. You can't put him back in halfway through the game. That doesn't send any message. And I get that the kids, that's as bad as you can ever do in a football game. But were you coming back and winning that game at halftime?
Nope.
So why are we putting Tyrod back in? What message did you send to him to say, hey, step up and be a leader? You sent nothing other than,
and
we need
him.
You to not lose as bad.
You embarrass him on the field, in the locker room, to the fans.
Yep.
And I'll remind you, he wears a C on his jersey.
Yeah.
How do you do that to the captain on the offense?
Frankly, I mean, he hasn't been doing well the last few weeks, but the Bills, let's face it, and I'm sure we all know many Bills fans.
Yes.
You know,
we do.
If you knew that they were, what, 5-4, they were, you would take it. I mean, that's not terrible.
Going into the season,
yeah.
By the way, Shady McCoy hasn't looked so great. That O-line
McCoy
hasn't done
what happened to the defense?
He walks again by night.
Exactly.
Shady McCoy, minute mysteries.
I'll go back to your comment about the Giants. I think that's the situation that starts at the top, and that's just bad coaching. And his decision to do what he did to Tyrod yesterday, I think, further divides him from his team.
Yeah.
And the Bills, you know, they find new ways to lose every year. And I hear the same thing about Eagles fans. Obviously, they're going so well right now. But every single Eagles fan I talk to is waiting to see when the other shoe's going to drop.
Well, I tell you what makes me nervous about the Eagles, and I think the team's awesome. They're so fun to watch. From every aspect, they're a very good football team. Carson Wentz is, he's just fun. But they're not really tested. They're playing so well as a team that in the fourth quarter, like you guys just talked about, there's not much competition. They kind of take off the last quarter because they're doing so well. They've earned it.
Yeah.
I'm nervous that once the playoffs start that they're going to be tested, and then do they know how to respond? And I'm not saying anything negative about the team because they've been so good, but all of a sudden when you have to maybe fight back or you got to stay in the fourth quarter and you haven't done it in so long, how are they going to respond? Because
will come that moment.
There will. And I think the playoffs is it, but I mean, I can't say nothing negative. They've been the best team from every aspect of the football. They're amazing.
They really are.
Saints are looking pretty good, huh?
They are great. Yeah. How about the Vikings?
Surprise to the upside for sure.
They shut down the number one offense yesterday in football, in the Rams. I mean, that team's fun to watch also.
And I was expecting
Case Keenum.
Yeah. I was expecting the Buccaneers to take a step up this year, and they haven't.
I did too.
That's been a disappointment. The Jets have been, for the Jets, pretty okay.
They've exceeded everyone's expectations. Yeah, I mean, if you told me in week 11,
four games.
They'd have four games. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And also, the Jaguars? How about a surprise coming out of the Jaguars?
Dude, I thought they were going to do this last year. I thought they were that good last year.
We always talk about it that I took a bet, a futures bet, before the season started on Jaguars winning the division.
And you're looking really good right now.
He's got a back now, right? Fournette.
They got him. They got a defense that believes in themselves.
A great defense that's fun to watch. Some really nice receivers, Marquise Lee and some other young guys.
Well, how well they did with people getting hurt, too. I mean, they got two top dogs on the receiving corps getting hurt this year, and they're still playing well.
Seahawks at home against Atlanta. Seahawks being home dogs. Jeffrey with a G, what do you think about tonight's game?
I mean, they're home dogs. This line opened up, I think, at Seattle -3. Now it's Atlanta -1, 1.5, mm-hmm. only because of all the injuries. Richard Sherman goes out last weekend with a torn ACL. He's gone for the year. They just announced tonight Cam Chancellor's not playing tonight.
Chance is out, too.
You know, that running game, ever since Beast Mode left, Rawls is not the answer. That O-line hasn't been protecting Russell. He's been scrambling all year.
You look more like Lou Rawls than Thomas Rawls.
And I go back, I've been saying this for 3 years. When's Pete Carroll going to realize he has one of the best weapons in football with Jimmy Graham? And you're not designing plays
around
him. They
don't use him at all.
I don't get it.
He's been out of the whole
ever since he left New Orleans, the guy's has never been the same, and Russell should be using him as a security blanket all the time.
So
the guy's a beast.
Who are you going to take?
I like Atlanta tonight. I mean, listen, they don't have Freeman in the backfield. He's out. But, I like the way Atlanta is playing now, and with those weapons against a depleted secondary Seattle, the only thing I'm worried about is outdoors, cold, Monday Night Football, not conducive for Matt Ryan and an indoor dome team, but I think in the end they'll get it done.
Are we just going to see them two just pass all over each other again? Is it going to look like that Houston game in Seattle?
41-38?
I mean, right. You got no secondary, and you got a great receiving core. Why not stretch it? Who's going to cover those guys?
I totally agree.
I think it's over, and I think that Russell Wilson finds a way at home on a Monday night.
So you're going Seattle. I'm going Seattle. Yeah. He's going Atlanta. Josh?
Atlanta does, they sometimes find a way to lose, don't they?
They are, good at that, and creatively, too.
But they happen to do well on the West Coast. I think they're like 10-2.
I don't think Seattle can keep up with them tonight.
I don't either.
We'll see.
And when you lose a defensive leader like a Sherman, it does have a ripple effect on the rest of the defense.
Can we talk about Thursday? Talk about Thanksgiving Day. Minnesota Vikings in Detroit.
Great game.
Detroit home dogs +2. You know, over and under 44.5. Jeffrey with a G.
I can't stay off the Vikings right now. This team is too good. They're playing a division rival who I think is decent but not great. They're playing indoors, which they're used to doing. I'll take the Vikings -2 all day here.
Mike, you got first of all, let me say, you gotta love Mike Zimmer, right? The coach of the Vikings.
Absolutely.
He's just great. He's that old school, almost Bill Parcells mode. Takes me back, and I love.
But yet he connects with his young players, which a lot of older guys don't do anymore.
Correct. No, you got to download these apps, man. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, you have to, and you got to figure out what they're all about, because how else are you going to communicate with these 21, 22-year-old kids in the clubhouse?
And he pulls that off. It's kind of nice to see that matchup. You know how always the first Thanksgiving Day game is the Lions against somebody and nobody cares?
Yeah.
But this particular year, it looks to be a really good matchup. I would probably take the Lions at home because they're going to step up. Stafford's going to step up and have a big game.
How are they going to score on that Vikings defense?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be, I think, a low-scoring affair, but I think the Lions
pull
it out.
Do you like the under 44.5?
I would go under, and I would take the 2 points is what I would do.
Wow.
With the Lions.
I do like that under as well.
JT?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me. I'm not trying to play the favorite in this game, but the Vikings have looked so good. They look really good versus the Rams, obviously, again. He had a lot of praise for Case Keenum this week. He said, how could I possibly take this man out right now?
You can't bring Bridgewater in now.
You know, that's a heck of a compliment to him, and he has deserved it. So it's tough for me to go against the Vikings in this game, even though it's in Detroit. And, I don't know, Stafford and the boys, they're known to give it up a little bit. I don't have faith in Detroit.
I think it's a quarterback-driven league. That's why I like Wilson tonight, and I like Stafford on Monday or on Thursday, but we'll see.
Well, and this is also a revenge game within the division, because if you remember, Detroit beat the Vikings in early October, 14-7, indicative of a low-scoring game again.
Yeah, we'll
so Minnesota's going to have a little extra juice here to take it out on their division rival on Thanksgiving in Detroit.
You like the under also?
I do, because I just love that Vikings defense. I saw what they did to the number one offense yesterday. They shut down Goff and company. Shut him down.
No, I agree with that.
And Goff went down the field on the opening drive, and they went right in, and they didn't score again.
How many times do we see the Lions just settle for field goals? You know, I mean, you might see four or five in that game, too. And Kai Forbath has been such a weapon for them as well. I agree. I'd like the under a lot in that game.
Chargers and Cowboys, the 1:30 game in Dallas. Short week.
How is that a pick 'em?
How is that even watchable?
That a pick 'em?
I don't know.
Right now, have you seen
Chargers should be minus -8?
The Cowboys got blown out by Atlanta.
Look at the total.
And Eagles last night.
48.
They've scored 9-7 the last 2 weeks.
So it's got to be under.
Unless Chargers drop 50 like they did yesterday. Right? And they've been getting a lot better with their running game and their receivers. Keenan Allen has just stepped it up in the second half of the season. And let's be honest, Phillip Rivers has an arm. If he can actually keep his calm and not turn the ball over and guide that team, they have good weapons.
Who do you like?
Oh, I got to take the Chargers here. For me, it's a no-brainer. Mike. Although I will say this. Jason, what's the coach's name? Jason
Garrett.
Garrett is going to catch a tongue lashing after yesterday's performance, so he may be a little overzealous in practice.
You usually have to pay extra for that.
Yeah,
I must admit, and I actually was thinking of this the other way. I think the Cowboys are overdue. Of course, they missed Zeke, but at the same time, they're going to be home on Thanksgiving. They're not going to lose this. The Chargers on the road have been mixed. I'd take the Cowboys in a pick'em game.
Wow,
believe it or not.
I'm walking on air. JT.
I kind of agree. I mean,
Cowboys?
I know that they've been
Cowboys?
Terrible, but, I mean, they're really going to lose three in a row.
Yeah.
And look, that too. Bad, you have to make some sort of adjustment. You know, Dez Bryant's cussing at people in the clubhouse the next couple days.
Where's Dez Bryant been? Or Jason, is Jason Witten even healthy anymore? I mean,
he is.
He's one of your best tight ends in the game. Granted, he's at the end of his career, but how is Dak not finding him?
Because he's in the league for 34 years. So, you know, it's
over and under 48 points, Jeffrey with a G.
I got to go under.
Mike.
I'd probably go over. I think it's just going to be a track meet.
That's true. San Diego's defense is good, but not that good.
No.
Yeah, they're not bad. I like the under.
Ooh, two
and listen, he's not Ezekiel, but Alfred Morris can run with the rock.
Yeah, just trust him. He's a good football player.
And you have one of the top three offensive lines.
Well, they're
of
missing the kid on the left side. Is it Tyrod? Tyrod somebody
the
on
tackle?
The left side. Yeah, he's unbelievable. One of the best in the game, and he's been out. And I think that's the huge difference for that team is that man being missed.
Absolutely,
he's the big dog
combined with Zeke.
Mike, your New York Giants are in Washington playing the Redskins. Redskins are -7. Over and under is 44. I've got to talk to you first because you're the biggest Giants fan in the room.
I would tell you, unfortunately now, and I mean this sincerely, the Giants are going to start to step up a little bit. And I will give me 7. Maybe the line will get to 7.5. It looks more attractive, but I would take the Giants.
Do you think Eli Manning has trouble at home?
Trouble at home, meaning playing or actually
no,
in his
like,
house?
No, like with the wife.
In his house.
Here's my theory on Eli, right?
I can't wait to hear this.
So I think, obviously, if you were Manning, you're a football savant, right? You know football from the moment you're born. You're learning how to read defenses, right? But I think it's all about football and all about, when it's not about football, it's about golf for Eli. I know he's a huge golf guy,
too.
Oh,
he is.
But I just don't necessarily know, and it's completely unfair to say, right? But I just don't see him as all that interesting or doing all that much besides thinking, talking, dreaming about football. And, you know, how that ends up with his wife, I don't know. But but my thought is he's sort of one-dimensional Eli. And
so you're going to take your Giants +7.
I'm going to take my Giants. I think that, unfortunately, they're going to end up in that nether region where they'll get 4 or 5 wins, and they'll end up with, a 10th pick. And then, unfortunately, the Maras, who are too conservative, and I think that they, to our conversation earlier, they should look to at least make a change at the coaching position, if
I think
not
that's
the
a
GM
given.
Position as well.
That's a given.
You'd be surprised. What will happen is he'll go on a little bit of a run, and the Maras will say, well, you know, the last half of the year he won 3
games. He started
games.
Turning things around.
Yeah, and that's a concern to me. So, but I think that they're going to win. They always play the rivals tough. I mean, if you recall, they played the Eagles tough. It took that 62-yard field goal from Elliott to win
at
it.
At the buzzer.
Yeah, and I think watch out. The trap game of all trap games for the Eagles when the Eagles go to Giants Stadium to play the Giants.
Over and under 44.
I think it's going to go over. I think that both teams will score quite a bit, and I think it probably lands about 48 to 50 points, something in there. But I like the Giants. Maybe that's a mistake, and maybe that's made me poor through the years, but I like the Giants.
Josh, how about you?
I like the over as well. I mean, the Redskins can't they can't play defense to save their lives. They're terrible.
And they put up, what, 30-something points out, against score points. A very good Saints team
yesterday.
They got
a good offense.
Cousins, you're going to take the +7 on the Giants?
No. God, no.
No.
I wouldn't take either side of that. I don't trust either side of those.
You're just going to take the over?
I'll take the over. If you're forcing me to bet that game, I'm taking the over. I don't trust the Giants or Redskins for anything.
Jeffrey with a G-line one. Go ahead.
If I had to take a side, I agree with Mike. I'll take the Giants. Division rival getting a touchdown. Washington's good, but they're not that much better than the Giants.
Especially, over or under 44?
Oh, over.
Especially if you can
everybody's agreed on the over on that one.
If you can inch up to 7.5, it's a no-brainer.
That means you should load up on the under.
And the reason I like the reason I like Thanksgiving is because I could do a 16 parlay.
I could with all the sides and all the totals.
Exactly. Yeah. I could spin it, and I've got a shot at it.
What did you
16.
Just do, the consensus?
Yes,
2 out of 3, I'll take that one.
Yes, I did. That's exactly what I did. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920. We're going to take a short break, come back with more of Sunday Picks and a little hockey and maybe a little NBA.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass store provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
In 2003, James Miner, a veteran of 26 years, suffered a paralyzing injury that changed his life, and his wife has dedicated herself tirelessly to caring for her husband.
My role is a caregiver. It's a 24-hour, 7 days a week. There's no breaks.
Paralyzed Veterans of America has been fighting for over 60 years to make sure our veterans get all the benefits they were promised and all of the support they greatly deserve. You can help. Visit pva.org.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Tell your story about a woman I know. I come loving, steal the show. She ain't exactly pretty, ain't exactly small. 4239 56. You can say she got it all.
Jonathan Scott, Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Also on LVSportsNetwork.com. If you want to listen to the whole podcast and download it for free, you can do that at hashtag Vegas Nonstop. Go to LVSportsNetwork.com and join us on Friday. Every once in a while, we do a podcast. I don't think we're going to do it this week because it's Thanksgiving. Are you staying in town?
I will be here.
Cool.
Going turkey hopping on Thursday, as I normally do.
Again, Monday Night Football tonight. Sapphire's a great place to watch the game. Places everywhere. But Monday Night Open Mic at Bootleggers. If you've never been to Bootleggers, a little bit of old Vegas with Kelly Clinton Holmes.
Lots of fun. Great food. Old vibe atmosphere. Just a lot of fun.
I love those mushrooms with the sausage.
Yeah.
I love it. Monday's Dark Benefit shows tonight at The Space on Cavaretta Way. I call it Gary Cavaretta Way. Featuring some of the best talent in Las Vegas. Next Wednesday's the Composer's Showcase at the Smith Center. I mentioned Britalian earlier. If you're looking for a great Italian restaurant in Henderson off of Eastern Avenue, Chef Carla has got a traditional turkey dinner that they're closed on Thanksgiving, but you can get it to go, or you can go there for dinner any night of the week. I am partial to those pork chops, man.
She does an Italian Thanksgiving.
I'm going there. My mom is Sandy from San Diego is flying in tonight. We're gonna go for a little dinner, a little pork chop
tonight?
Action.
Yeah, Sandy from San Diego.
Sandy from San Diego is coming in for a week.
That'll be nice.
I also mentioned Cocktail Cabaret is a brand new show. It's produced and directed by our friend Keith Thompson and Philip Thorntonberry. Stars Eric Jordan Young. If you've never seen Eric Jordan Young, he was in Vegas, the Show, for a long time. He's done a lot of Sammy Davis Jr. stuff. One of my favorite musical comedians, Nikki Scalera, is in the show. Maren Wade is in the show. Young talent, Daniel Emmett, great voice. They're going to be starting their 5 p.m. Happy Hour show next month, December 13th, at the Barge at Caesar's Palace. And again, if you're looking to start or you're going to plan a holiday party, you can send us an email at news1lasvegas@gmail.com. News number one, not spelled out, news1lasvegas@gmail.com.
You're always talking about how you love those double-digit lines in the NFL.
I do. I absolutely
do. And this
do.
Week, I think we have like three or four of them, with the biggest line this year, New England 16? At home against the Dolphins, 16.5-point favorites.
Oh, no, 16.5. It's even gone up since the morning.
And some places have 17 even. Then you have Kansas City by 9.5 over the Bills. And you have the Eagles by 13.5 over the Bears. And then rounding out the weekend, you have Pittsburgh 13.5 over the Packers.
I'd like two pickets to Pittsburgh, please.
By the way, no one's talking about the Steelers at 8-2. You know, as we talked about the Vikings and the Patriots and all these other teams.
Well, let's break it down. Let's just go in order.
Sure.
The 10 o'clock games. Now we're talking about Sunday. We already covered Thursday, right. And I think I don't know if I'm going to agree with you guys on all of your picks, but I'm probably going to take the Lions as a home dog, and then the Chargers against the Cowboys only because I just can't bet the Cowgirls.
And listen, let's be honest. The Chargers are playing very good football right now.
Phillip Rivers is still, I would call him, you know, one of the elite.
They started off the season so terribly, and they've really turned it around their last four games.
Yeah, I find myself on some of these parlay cards betting teams because they're my friends' teams, like the Redskins. Like right. Clint Holmes is a Redskins fan. Adrian Zemet's wife is a Redskins fan. So if I have to make a decision, and your Giants fans have just given up. they've waved the white towel. They've given up. Eli's not happy at home for whatever reason. I'm convinced.
Actually, I think yesterday was a good indicator that they haven't completely given up, and they actually went out and played. I mean,
I kept hoping.
Speaking of double digits, I mean, they were 10-point underdogs at home and won the game outright.
Yeah, I had bet them.
Well, let's not hand over the Lombardi to them just yet. if you look at it, I mean, the Chiefs, right? The Kings of October, right? It's getting to be cold, and it's
coming
to be
off a bye week. Andy Reid, I think, was 17-2 or something. So you had an extra week. It's just, you're right. It's a classic Kansas City meltdown second half,
which will continue, I think.
And I think how many times do the Browns play the Bengals? I mean, those are
27 times a year.
Yeah, it seems like it, doesn't
sure.
it?
No, it's
like
twice a year. They're division rivals.
It just feels like more. It always feels like the Titans are playing the Jaguars, like every week. It just feels that way.
You're right.
Browns and Bengals. Bengals minus 8.5 over and under 38 points.
I'm a contrarian. This is the week the Browns get the.
You're thinking you're gonna take that 8.5?
You think they're getting the W or covering the spread?
They'll cover. This is the week they'll cover. Well, they've covered a
couple
times.
You're going to take the +8.5.
I will.
I have it at 8 right now. And you know, what's his name? Kaiser almost won that game for them yesterday.
Wilhelm Kaiser.
And they found a way to still lose in true Browns fashion. But going back to your breakdown on the Redskins and Giants game with the 7 points, I think I'll take Cleveland +8 here as well.
Yeah. They're going to have a bust-out game. They're not going to go winless this year.
Josh Gordon coming back this week?
I'm not sure. I don't think he is. But they're not terrible, the Browns. I mean, their record's terrible, of course. But
they're not awful. Just 0-10. By the way, their record.
They're not awful. Their record.
I heard this number today. Their record since 2014 is 4-43.
So here's the latest rumor we're hearing.
This just in to the news desk.
Potentially. What has Brown done for you?
What can Brown do for you? There's a possibility that Harbaugh might go to the Browns.
Yeah, well, Harbaugh is a bum.
I didn't say which Harbaugh, so.
I'm the Jim. Only because he was a quarterback for the Bears.
I'm guessing it's Michigan Harbaugh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Not Baltimore Harbaugh.
Bears need some help, no question.
That would be interesting. And there's also rumors about John Chucky. Isn't he rumored to be? He's going to be wooed by a few teams to go coach.
He's got a great gig.
I love
Why would you ever leave that gig?
I think he's great.
So I'm getting a text from somebody, a friend of mine, lifelong Steeler fan, Bill Worksman. Why aren't we talking about the Steelers? That's
Bill,
point.
We just brought up the Steelers. I agree with you. We're going to get to them,
but we're going to go in order.
Quietly 8-2, no one's talking
about
it. We're
going to run it down.
We'll get to them.
So we're going Browns and Bengals right now. I have to take the Bengals. I just can't. I just can't do it.
You of the – I love the big spreads.
I love the big spreads, but I just can't. Brown has done nothing for me.
But what's their record against the spread? I remember I always tell people when they're gambling, you're not betting the team.
ATS.
You're baiting the number.
Well, the Browns aren't terrible against the spread.
No, they're not actually. That's
what
I'm saying.
Quite a few times.
So what are they against the spread?
If you give me a moment, I'll tell you.
Standing by in the control room.
Move on to the next game. We'll come right back to that.
Okay, so we can talk about my Chicago Bears in Philly against the Eagles. 13.5 points. The Bears are getting plus 13.5 points. Bad news, Bears. I've got to take the 13.5 points because it's 13.5 points.
Just because.
Well, any given Sunday.
Fully agree. I think the Bears are going to show up. They're going to play the game of the year, and they're going to win outright in Philadelphia.
I don't know that they're going to do that. I wouldn't
you
be
would
that.
Love that, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't
big
take the money line. I'm not going
like
to take
a little,
the money line.
Bet with your heart.
No, I'm telling you, the Bears are going to show up big time. Trubisky's the real deal. No one believes it just yet.
Yeah. Wow.
But did you think Carson Wentz was 100% the real deal last year, or Jared Goff, for that matter?
Good points.
I think that they're going to show up, and the Bears are going to make it a tough game. It's within 7 points, easy.
And the Bears' defense can keep them in that game because 100%. They play great defense. And the kid in the backfield, Howard, is a real stud. If you're going to beat the Eagles on their own home field, you're going to have to play defense and run the ball very well. And keep Wentz and company off the field. So I'll take the Bears with 13.5.
Yeah?
They don't lose by more than 7.
Well, you're going to tease it anyway, so.
That game I wouldn't tease.
No?
It doesn't make sense. I'm going to go from 13 to 19?
Yeah.
No. What kind of value could you get
at
that?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I like that it's on regular Fox TV, and I don't have to hustle around and stream it and stand outside with a hanger to get the, yeah, the channel to come in.
A foil antenna.
That's like, yeah, the most frustrating thing for me this year,
by the
is
way,
finding where the games
soiree
are.
Look at the of games we get to watch this weekend. Bears, Eagles, 2 touchdown favorites. Buffalo, Kansas City, who's going to fumble the ball more? In the evening, Denver and Oakland, yuck. And even Monday Night Football with I keep calling him Favre, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, typically, a Steelers-Packers game is, you know, you love it.
And that's another 14, but we'll go back to it. So Bears, you guys are all in agreement? We're all going to take the Bears?
I think so.
The Bears.
To cover?
I think so.
Bears. Yeah. 44 points?
Over.
Over. Yeah. Dolphins, Patriots in New England, minus 16. It's probably changed by now.
16.5.
16.5.
Who's quarterback for the Dolphins? Don Strock or Bob Greasy?
Oh, Cutler's out for the Bob Greasy.
He's out again. He got knocked out yesterday.
Yeah. Concussion protocol.
They called Dan Marino to see if he was available.
So it must be, what's his name? Melba Moore?
Matt Moore.
Who actually did a good job. I like Matt Moore on there. I certainly like him more than Veal Cutlet.
Take the Patriots.
Out for the season.
I disagree.
If it were 20 points, I'd take the Patriots at home.
This is another one where I know my team, division game. Miami will stay in this game. New England probably wins by a touchdown, even 10 points. I don't see them covering. So, traditionally, just so you know, Patriots don't cover those large spreads.
What can Teal do for you?
Teal,
the color of the uniforms.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you suggest laying your bets down early before that line changes?
I don't think it's going to change that much.
No,
I mean, you're already at
16.5.
It'll stay between 16 and 17. I don't think you're going to go, you know,
to 20.
You're going to stray too far from there.
All right.
But even, listen, Bobby will tell you, he's a Pats fan.
He is.
They don't win those big spreads.
Oh, no. 13?
Yeah.
16.
16. 16.5.
Against a division rival. I'll take Miami with the points.
Miami.
Right?
I just.
Correct.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills in KC. Chiefs minus 9.5 in Kansas City. Mike.
The revenge of Tyrod. He's coming back. He's coming back strong, and the Bills are going to win that game outright in Kansas City. Come on, you got to have a little contrarian flavor here.
I like the contrarian flavor, but to go into Arrowhead the way the Bills
maybe
have been playing,
yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe not win, but I think the Bills are
going to
I think it's a touchdown.
I agree. I like them. I do like them with the 9.5 points.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I think if they start running the ball, playing some defense, and with Tyrod back in the game, they could win that game.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Hotlanta. What are they wearing underneath their Buccaneer hats?
Buccaneers.
Falcons minus 8.5. Mike.
How do they set that line before the current game has gone through? Normally they have to wait.
Sure, they normally do because they don't know if there's going to be any injuries. They don't know if Freeman's going to be back. They don't know if Jameis is playing next week.
Right, right. I'll be drinking some Jameson. Falcons at home against the Bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, for what we know now, I'd probably take the Falcons at home.
I love the over in that game indoors.
Yeah, agreed.
That's yeah, I mean, that's over 48.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a track.
Falcons
I mean,
laying 8.5, I would do it.
Carolina Panthers, New York Jets.
Oh, yuck.
Home dogs, +5. I think that line's a little wrong, don't you? Don't you think it should be higher?
Not necessarily. No. In New York, the Jets have a good defense. They're coming off a bye week. They've had 2 weeks to prepare. Carolina's record is not indicative of how they've been playing either. They're 7-3, but Cam Newton has been outright awful at times this year.
Yeah, very inconsistent.
Well, last week he was good.
That's what I'm saying. It's inconsistent. You don't know what you're getting.
I'll take the points.
I'll take the Jets at home.
Yeah, with the 5 points, take it.
They'll play some defense.
I'm going to take the Panthers. I'm going to write that down.
It's a lock for us, Mike.
Do you read this back next week to see how well y'all did, or how does that work?
Sometimes we do if we win.
Johnny Sachs had a good idea. Huh? He said we should put up a board in here and track our records
for
the year.
That'd be a good idea. That'd be a good idea. Yeah. I think I'm up, but you know, I bet less than you do, but I don't know.
Well, you're a home run hitter, right? Because you're gonna strike out 20 times and then you hit a grand slam.
Yes, because I picked a 10-teamer this year.
He hit a 10-teamer, a 7-teamer, and a 6-teamer.
But the 10-teamer was about like a buck and a half.
$2.
It paid $5.50 to $1. It wouldn't matter what.
Paid $1,100 on $2.
Yeah, but I had $4 on it, so it was.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I just toss them around. I'm just doing it for fun. If I don't have any money on it, I can't watch the game.
Right. And that's where you get your value, right, when you do 3, 4, 5-teamers, 6-teamers.
Absolutely.
Teamers.
Yeah. Three for me is the real value.
It's low risk, high reward.
Agreed.
It's easy enough.
The guy at the window said he's never seen a 10-team parlay.
It's never easy betting the NFL, as we know, but a 3-teamer and getting 6-1 back is where sort of like the sweet spot is.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you want to? We're running close on timer. You want to give a three? We're going to do a 3-team parlay or 4-team parlay?
Let me tell you the two best games of the week. One of them is the first game on Thursday for Thanksgiving. I think that Vikings Detroit game is going to be unbelievable. The other great game is a later afternoon game on Sunday. Saints are at the Rams.
Yeah, that's fun.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm loading up on the under. That is way too high.
53.5.
And those are two very good defenses.
Yeah, but I do. In that game, I still like the Saints on the road.
I like the Saints.
Yeah, you don't think the Rams bounce back at home and end that 8-game winning streak by Drew Brees?
I think it's time. The Saints have overachieved for sure. And I think they got one more in them. They'll beat the Rams.
Wow. You're taking the Rams. Oh, Mike's taking the Rams.
No, they'll beat the Rams. The Saints will beat the Rams.
Oh, you're okay.
I got to take the Rams at home under 3 points.
Yeah, I'm taking the Saints. What's your other third game?
I'll take the Rams. I'll take I do like the Bears +13.5.
The Bears.
And I'll take Cleveland +8.5.
Mike, you got a 3-teamer?
I think that the Raiders at home will bounce back. We'll finally see what they're supposed to look like. I'll lay 5, no problem there.
Against a very bad Bronco team.
Exactly. I like the Seahawks -6.5 on the road, probably unless Wilson, something happens to him, his leg falls off. I do like the Jets at home with the 5 points against the Panthers.
Now, Mike, before the game, you wanted to talk about the Knights and their fans a little bit, so we're... Got a couple of minutes here, so let's let you have your rant.
First of all, you know, in a sports book I looked at, the Knights are 15-1 to win the Stanley Cup, which is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's crazy low. The Rangers are 100-1. But anyway, so I digress.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think that people are over optimistic. That's first of all. But
why?
Why? Because you know everybody's excited and they run to the sports book and they say, "I bet $100,"
Now we have a sample of about 20 games for the Knights here and away. And I got to tell you, they're a lot better than people think. And as I mentioned to you earlier, they don't have the best first and second line, but their third and fourth line is great, and it's deep, and it keeps them in games.
Agreed, but they're not, you know, shouldn't be 15-1. Yeah, the games are a ton of fun. You know, it's a great atmosphere. We're building this rivalry, I think, last night with L.A. It was wonderful. So I go to the game, and the guy who looks like Wolverine sits behind me. And so what happened was...
Hugh Jackman?
Basically, yeah. So... A puck jumps out of off the boards and hits me in the glasses. My glasses fly off.
Last night?
No, this was about a week ago.
Yeah.
So my eyes hanging out of my head like a cartoon, right? And I was fine.
Were you surprised by how hard the puck is?
It just sort of glanced off the glass, so I was okay. You know, I just squinted for a little while. But Wolverine behind me gets the puck, right? And so everybody runs to the medical staff runs down from the top of the stands. Wolverine, you know, are you okay? Are you okay? And everybody was pointing to me saying, but that's the guy who got hit in the eye.
Yeah.
So I guess I have to go as a Marvel character to get a little attention.
Let's get Stan Lee on the phone and have him do a cartoon of the whole thing.
I'm telling you.
Mike Dreitzer, thanks for joining us in studio.
A lot of fun. Thank you, guys.
Josh Tower. Thanks for joining us in the studio. Jeffrey with a G. We're going to watch some football, aren't we?
Yes.
I want to have everybody be thankful for what they do have.
Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone. Enjoy the people around you.
Again, condolences to the whole Shinta family here locally. It's certainly a loss to the entertainment community that we all feel, and we love Joey Shinta. Eat well, party hard, my friends. If you see us out there, buy us a drink, pass us something fun. Like us, like us and share us. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Jonathan Scott, out.
Daddy doesn't understand it. Said she was good as gold, and he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?